Paws and Whiskers. Animal Tales from Jacqueline Wilson, Michael Morpurgo, Enid Blyton and more. Chosen by Jacqueline Wilson. The recording of this book has been made possible by the kind donations from the Bowlers of the Suffolk County Vice Presidents.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Natalie. Forward. Do you have a cat or a dog? When I was a little girl, I desperately wanted a pet, but we lived in a council flat and there was a strict rule that we weren't allowed to have animals. I suppose we might have been allowed to have a goldfish, but they're not the most responsive pets in the world. I wanted a furry little animal I could cuddle. I made a big fuss of my best friend's cat and begged to take my godmother's dog for a walk, but it wasn't quite the same as having my own pet. I started collecting little china ornaments of cats and dogs who went for walks up and down my bedroom windowsill. Then my mum gave me a toy Pekingese dog for a special summer holiday present. He was life-size and very realistic-looking. I adored him on sight and called him VIP, short for Very Important Person. He slept in my arms at night and I carried him everywhere during the day. Not to school, of course, I didn't want to be teased. But VIP came to the shops with me and out to play with special friends. He even attended birthday parties and got fed lots of extra sausages on sticks. I vowed that as soon as I was grown up, I'd have a real dog.